This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's walk aboard right now. Louisiana Raging Cajuns football coach, and that is Billy Napier, joins us now. Hey, Coach, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, Coach?
Morning, guys. How we doing today? It's game day, man.
It is. Yeah. It certainly is. And you have a familiarity with both head coaches. I'm curious because, you know, I don't know either either guy well at all in any way. You do. You worked on both their staffs, Coach. What's the similarities between Dabo and Nick?
Well, I think conviction, you know, really stands out. You know, I think both guys have got conviction about what they want their program to be about. Certainly have found a way to put together a recipe that's led to on-field success, but I really believe it's more about the principles and values, the way they go about their business. Both have tremendous conviction. I think that's the reason they've had success.
Hey, Coach, so how much do you think these two coaches, Saban and Sweeney, enjoy the challenge? I mean, I'll never admit it publicly, right? But love to get some insight from you, like the challenge of facing off against each other. Of course, I would assume they're both ultra-competitive guys.
Absolutely. I mean, I think both have high expectations for their program and certainly have they've proved to be able to sustain, which I think is incredible, especially in today's college football dynamic. One's went about it a little bit different way than the others. You know, certainly Coach Saban has had tremendous turnover, and Coach Sweeney has had almost, I'd say one or two coaches leave and support staff leave throughout his tenure there. So I think, it's fun to watch, and certainly having been on the inside of both those operations, it's going to be fun to watch tonight.
Yep.
All right, when you look at this game, Coach, you mentioned it's going to be fun to watch. What are some of the things that you look at this matchup that you think the audience should be paying attention to?
Well, first of all, I think it's going to be about Clemson's ability to keep the game close and make it a tight game going into the fourth. You know, I think that Alabama has proved that they've got the ability to kind of overwhelm you early in the game. I've heard Kirby Smart, for example, has talked about how Alabama, sometimes teams get beat before the game even starts. I think Clemson is the type of team that has experience playing Alabama. They've got some confidence relative to having had some success. So I think if they can, you know, hang in there early, make it a tight game, I think that bodes well for them. Certainly, as the game wore on, you could see that Oklahoma's offense had success against Alabama's defense. So I think that's one of the keys to the game is just, hey, can we make it a tight game and put ourselves in position when it counts in the end?
Hey, Coach, can you give us your impressions of both these young superstar quarterbacks? Like, break them down, Trevor Lawrence and Tua, respectively.
Well, I think what stands out to me about Tua is the uncanny accuracy, you know.
Yeah.
We had a chance to play those guys earlier in the year, and certainly – just like most football teams, they're running good concepts. They've got guys open, but the ball placement has been tremendous. I mean, he is dropping it in the bucket.
So you watched a lot of film on him then, obviously, during the year.
Well, and I was there when we recruited him. I mean, he came to our camp several times, and obviously coaching receivers was very tuned in to who we were recruiting at quarterback, and certainly we recruited those receivers that are playing now alongside him. So all those kids had great relationships. But I think he's a great person. You know, he had tremendous character throughout the recruiting process, very level-headed, faith-based in his approach, and a guy who's proved to be a really good teammate, very well-respected and received by his teammates. And I think that's what the ability that he's had to manage this situation with Jalen Hurts, and not only continue to produce himself, but also have a positive effect on the entire team and Jalen Hurts' situation as well. You know, and Trevor Lawrence, some would say he may be the best high school quarterback to ever play in the state of Georgia, and that's strong words considering what Sean Watson's done. So, you know, I think he proved that it's not too big for him last week against Notre Dame. You could see he was calm, he was poised, and certainly played some of his better football in a big atmosphere like that. So, you know, these are guys that, you know, they've been dreaming of doing this their whole life, and certainly I think that both will determine the outcome of the game tonight. I think the quarterback that plays the best is probably going to win the game.
You know, Coach, how big do you think experience is in this game tonight?
Well, I think it's a big deal, but you got to realize that I think this is the 15th game or 14th game. I'm not sure what it is for both teams. So, you know, Trevor's played in the big game. You know, this is just another game in this season where he's had to step up to the plate. I think if this game were earlier in the year, or maybe he had only played, you know, a small percentage of the snaps, but, you know, you think about the big games that he's played in this year already. So I think they're both relatively experienced. I do think that there's something to be said for playing for all the marbles. You know, think about what Tua did last year, just basically played in this game in the second half. You know, about the same type of experience headed into tonight's matchup. So it's going to be – I'm excited to watch.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you, man. Do you think that the game loses a little bit of – a little something, being that it's being played out in the West Coast at an NFL stadium?
Well, I promise you, they didn't – you know, they didn't have the intentions of having two teams from the Southeast.
Yeah.
You know, when they picked the location in the city, but – you know, it is what it is. I do think that there's something to be said for, you know, what we've seen throughout the last 7, 8, 9, 10 days in terms of the ticket prices and, you know, the flight prices and the inability for those people to get to the games.
Yeah.
I'll be anxious to see what type of environment we have tonight. I promise you, if this was in Atlanta and the Mercedes.
Oof. Forget about it.
Stadium, you know, be a pretty penny to get in that building. But all that being said, I think we've got the two best football teams. And, you know, where you play and the conditions you play in are part of this game. So may the best man win. That's what we said in the beginning. It just happened to be all the way across the country, the location that we decided upon.
Taz and Moose here on this Monday morning talking to Coach Billy Napier, Louisiana football coach. And, Coach, you know, Tua going into the national semifinal said his ankle was about 80 to 85%. Now, it was against an Oklahoma defense that we know struggled this entire year, and he threw more touchdowns than incompletions, I believe, over the course of the game. Where do you think that ankle is? Because this is going to be a much different test against the speed and athleticism of that Clemson front seven as compared to what he saw against Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think Clemson's ability to make him move around and affect the quarterback is going to be a big deal. Hit him, sack him, make him move in the pocket, tip balls, flush him out of there, make him be mobile, and at every opportunity try to get the guy on the ground. I think it's going to be a big part of the deal. Certainly Oklahoma wasn't able to do that. When this kid's got a clean pocket, man, he's tough to beat. You know, I think he had 3 incompletions and 3 drops. You know, it wasn't a bad throw on the tape. So I think that's one of the things that's unique here. But I think Alabama's offensive line has been consistent throughout the year, and that's a really talented group. So that's where the game, to me, I'm anxious to see, can Clemson's front create some issues for Alabama's offensive line? And really the biggest matchup in the game is on the other side. Can Clemson's front handle Alabama's front? You know, that's where they struggled last year. And certainly their ability to affect Trevor Lawrence will be a big part of the game. Can they get off the field, keep the play count under control? Because Alabama is lacking some depth on defense, and the longer the game goes and the higher the play count goes, the better chance Clemson has.
Hey, Coach, as you know, they got a nasty D lineman on that Alabama team, kid Quinnen Williams. And that's a guy you got to scheme up for on that offensive line to keep him away from Tua, because that guy is straight up nasty.
You know, and I think Quinnen's a great – he's a product of that Alabama process. You know, when I was there, Quinnen was a – you know, he redshirted. He was on the scout team for maybe even 2 years. He's a guy who really has earned his way.
Paid his dues.
Dramatically changed his body, you know, improved as a player, certainly developed as a player over time. So that's great to see Quinnen. He had a great attitude when I was there. He's a local player, high school player from right there in the state. But certainly, you know, that's what I was saying earlier in the season. You know, a lot of talk about Raekwon and Bugs and some of those guys, but Quinnen Williams has really emerged to be the best player on that front.
Yep.
And he'll be a factor tonight for sure.
You know, Coach, you have a familiarity with both head coaches. You were an assistant on both staffs down in Clemson and Alabama, respectively. You know, which coach was more demanding of the assistants? We've heard the stories from the outside in of Saban being demanding. We know Dabo is demanding. You mentioned it, having the vision down there at Clemson. But, you know, which coach from your experience was the more demanding head coach?
Well, I think they're both very similar in their approach. I think probably the same demands, but just a different approach. You know, Dabo obviously is much more personal, you know, a lot more engaged and out and about, you know, kind of with his staff, whereas Nick is a little bit more reserved, much more, I don't know if you want to say professional or business-like, but certainly as the more you work with Coach, the more you get to know him and have that type of relationship with him. But, you know, the thing they do is they clearly define the expectations, not only for the players and the staff, and then I think there's a high expectation relative to what they're trying to accomplish, and they hold people accountable. And I think not only the players but the staff and everyone associated with their organizations and they're using similar blueprints. You know, they've recruited well. They've got an army of people that work for them in all the different areas. And certainly that's what college football's turned into. And what gets overlooked here is how the universities have benefited. You know, these are Clemson and, you know, both Alabama have dramatically improved, you know, and from a big picture standpoint in terms of the student body, applications, admissions, you know, all the attention that gets brought to the university relative to what the football teams have accomplished.
You know, Coach, you look at it, does it still bother? Last year, Saban wins the national championship. Last time these two teams met for a national title, Clemson won the game. Do you think that game still bothers Saban?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, any competitor, you know, sometimes you think about maybe the games you lost, I mean, won, but in all reality, you're always looking back at the ones maybe where you felt like you let one get away. And certainly Coach Saban is that way. But, you know, I think you got to, that's in the past. You know, I know he'll have his team focused on what's important to playing successful tonight. And that will be the key, you know, which team can focus on the things that are going to help them play well. And, you know, probably the game's already been won in terms of how they practiced, how they prepared, the attitude, the approach that they had throughout the preparation. But got to put the ball down and play the game tonight. And certainly it's going to be a good one to watch.
You know, I know you have familiarity with both head coaches, so it's tough to ask you who you think wins. But you think this game is going to live up to the billing tonight, Coach?
I do, you know, and I think it'll be, the key's going to be early on, you know, Clemson's got to hang in there. You know, I think Georgia was the team that maybe has done that the best this year, you would say. You know, they kind of took the fight to Bama early on. Certainly Oklahoma wasn't able to kind of withstand that early onslaught, you know, 28-0 pretty quick. So I think Clemson's got to find a way to stay on the field, get some points early, you know, kind of settle in and play. You know, and certainly hope their defense can keep them in the game. But it's all fun and games until you're looking them in the eye, you
true.
Know.
Yeah. That's very true.
You know, we get to see how far Clemson has come from last year. And certainly, you know, what is this team that Alabama has relative to maybe the team that Clemson played last year. And, you know, I think it's a big deal that, you know, both lines of scrimmage are going to be critical, and both quarterbacks obviously will be critical. So be looking out for a huge play on special teams in this game. Mm. I think, you know, the kickers on both teams will be a factor, you know, with these type of defenses. And I think that there's going to be some plays on special teams that could make a difference tonight. And, you know, you could say that there's been some struggles on both teams in some different areas this year. So I think there'll be one of those plays out there tonight that could be the difference in the game as well.
Coach, last one for you. How's everything at Louisiana? Make a bowl game first year. How do you like? How's everything with your program down there with the Raging Cajuns?
Well, we were pleased to, you know, win our division this year and play in the conference championship game. I think Vegas maybe picked us to win three games this year. So, I thought we made tons of progress. Very pleased with the staff that we put together. We got great reception from the players. You know, I thought we made really good progress just in terms of the type of chemistry we had, the togetherness, the unity we had. We started to play better football in the second half of the year because of that. I thought our coaches did a really good job, and we started to get ownership from the players, in particular in the second half of the year. So to be able to win our division, get the conference championship game, go to a bowl game, I think it was a good step in the right direction, but certainly we're not satisfied. And I know our players are excited about getting back to work. They come back on the 15th here in about 8 days. And, you know, we're going to go back to work and try to make even more improvement next year.
Coach Billy Napier, Louisiana Raging Cajuns. Hey, Coach, enjoy the title game tonight. We appreciate the time this morning and continued success. All
Thanks
right?
so much, Coach. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Thank you.
You got it.
Take
enjoy
care.
Enjoy it.
Now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.